The next part of the BI triangle is a very, very important section. It's a section on systems. And the reason systems are so important is because for an S, a small business person, to go to becoming a big business person in the B quadrant, the issue is you have to build systems. And many times the S, or the small business person, doesn't want to build a system. If you want it done right, do it by yourself. And because an S doesn't know how to build a system, that's why they stay S's and never move to the B quadrant. If I can give you an example of a system, a car is a system of system. There's a fuel system, hydraulic systems, brake systems, cooling systems, etc., ignition systems. And when one of those systems breaks down, I don't care how minor the system is, the car generally stops. And that's why systems are so important. An S, not wanting to depend upon other things, would rather do it by themselves. I'll repeat it again because it's very important to repeat. What keeps an S is that they do not invest the time to build systems. And systems are very, very high leverage. When I went to school in New York to the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, when we designed ships, ships are systems of systems. When I went to flight school in Florida to learn how to fly as pilots, we had to understand the importance of systems interacting with other systems. In many ways, it helped me become an entrepreneur because I had tremendous respect for systems, for technical skills such as a hydraulics person versus an ignition system technician. And I learned to bring people together to make the system run well. I didn't know how to fix a hydraulic system. I didn't know how to fix an electrical system, but I knew who to call on. So with me today is a dear friend of mine. He's actually the president of my company right now, and the reason he's the president of my company is because we're almost exactly opposite. He is Mr. Detail, and I'm Mr. Non-Detail. And so he's the perfect guy because I like to start things, but I don't finish things. And Bob Chilton is the guy who helps me start things, but he also has the emotional makeup to make sure it all stays together and stays in one piece. Please give us a little of your background and why you think systems are so important to building a business as well as running a business.
My background is a little bit varied. I started off academically as an engineer, which taught me great thought process or a
systems
mindset.
Systems thinking too, right?
And systems. And I didn't know all the parts, but I knew how to put the pieces together. I had a methodical thought process. I did engineering for about 5 years, and then I got into small business. And the thing I saw in small business was the lack of systems, the lack of pieces put together to get something done to go to the next level.
A lot of times an entrepreneur had a great idea. They take off, they put it together, and there was nothing there to keep it going.
Correct. The entrepreneur was the only one that knew how to keep it going. And the entrepreneur of the S wanted to stay there, wanted to hold it, wanted to make it his baby, but never wanted to get it in a system so he could give it to someone else where he could go off and go to the next level. So the lack of a system prevented him from going to the next level. And it's a real limiting factor. So there's a real art to designing a system which empowers someone else to take over that function so that entrepreneur can go on and do the next thing and raise the company to the next level or find the next phase of business for that company.
So what you're saying, the entrepreneur cannot go on unless he or she puts systems in to replace what he or she does.
Correct. And that's a very difficult thing for many people who it is their baby. They've started it, they own it, they know it better than anyone else. They have to stop, call time out, develop a system so that his or her employees can understand the pulse of the company and empower them to run that company so they can go on and do the next project or bring the next phase of business to that company.
Would you say that oftentimes a small business is people dependent and a big business is systems dependent?
Correct. In a small business, it really is the driving force of one or two people that get it started. They're the vision, they're the dream, they're the sales, they are the company. That person is really identified with that company. And many times in the business circles, they're not referred to as a company, they're referred to as the business owner and the company. When you go to the B quadrant or in a large company, it's known for the company and the quality or the systems or what it puts out, not as much known for the individual who's driving that company.
Can you give us some examples of systems that you're working on within Cashflow Technologies right now to make it grow? What was your first priority when you joined us?
I think one of the first priorities was, as an entrepreneur and one of the principles of Cashflow, you understood the business. You know what was coming in the front door and you knew what was going out the back door. One of the first projects was really to monitor and track what came in the front door and what went out the back door. How does sales affect
inventory?
How does inventory control affect cash flow? How does cash flow affect shipping? When you break the whole system down and you put it back together very simply and very easily, you learn a lot about your own business and you learn how to improve it.
So you basically took my little company apart when you first came on board.
Correct. I was a little bit like a mechanic. I took the whole car apart I put it back together so that someone else could drive it with the headlights on and see where it was going, so I could move to the next car. And systematizing is kind of a fine art. It's very simplistic, or it can be very complicated. But if you can systematize the pulse of a company, anyone can get behind the wheel of that company or that car and have the headlights on, and the entrepreneur can trust or empower that person and know what's going on.